This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have missed this a couple of weeks ago, but the company that owns the Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant in Pennsylvania has decided to shut it down this coming fall. First of all, yes, that Three Mile Island, the site of America's worst commercial nuclear accident back in 1979. Second of all, yes, one of its reactors was shut down after that, but the other one has been up and running ever since. Exelon, the company that owns Three Mile Island, says it needs public subsidies to keep the plant running, subsidies the state legislature has declined to offer. So the nuclear industry is making a new argument that keeping places like Three Mile Island open is the right thing to do for the environment. Miles Bryan reports.
I'm standing in the parking lot of Sunset Golf Course in Middletown, Pennsylvania. It's at the top of a hill and has a great view of Three Mile Island. The plant is set to shut down in September, but right now it's still operating. Huge gray stacks belch what looks like smoke into the sky.
You know, those stacks, yeah, they're large and they can tend to be menacing, but what comes out of them is actually water vapor and steam.
That's Steve Letavic. He's the manager of Londonderry Township, where Three Mile Island is located. His office is a couple of minutes from the golf course.
I see a great asset, a jewel of our community, part of the fabric of our community.
Letavic is a Three Mile Island booster because of its economic footprint. He says the plant supports about 675 well-paying jobs and brings in about $1 million in real estate tax revenue. But he says it's also good for the environment.
Look, I'm as green as you'll get. I'm an outdoorsman. And when you look at what climate change is doing to our environment, it's not hard to realize that we have to have this as part of our energy portfolio.
That might be confusing if you know the nuclear plant for what it's most famous for. The accident that caused one of the reactors to partially melt down, and the fears that sparked of radioactive damage. Here's CBS's Walter Cronkite on that day in 1979.
It was the first step in a nuclear nightmare. As far as we know, at this hour, no worse than that. But a government official said that a breakdown in an atomic power plant in Pennsylvania today...
Most studies on the effects of radioactivity released during the accident have not found conclusive evidence it resulted in long-term health problems. But scientists have cautioned they can't rule it out. Today, nuclear power's advocates argue it's an important tool in the fight against climate change. A report by a bipartisan state legislative caucus found that Pennsylvania's nuclear plants prevent almost 40 million metric tons of carbon emissions every year. Ahmed Abdullah studies how we'll transition to a low-carbon energy system, what he calls deep decarbonization. He's at UC San Diego's Center for Energy Research.
All the existing evidence suggests that the existing renewable technologies are not sufficient to make up for nuclear's loss. If you're talking about the sort of deep decarbonization we need.
That kind of argument has helped nuclear power companies get public subsidies in states like Illinois, New York, and New Jersey. The subsidies come at a time when nuclear energy has been struggling to compete in the market against cheap natural gas. But some environmental groups that oppose nuclear power say the subsidies are a waste of taxpayer money.
There's a lot of different ways to poison the environment than by burning fossil fuels.
Timothy Judson is the executive director of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service. He says nuclear energy may not emit carbon, but it creates nuclear waste, a byproduct that can be radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years.
You know, it's deceptive marketing, right? And deceptive lobbying.
In Pennsylvania, nuclear energy advocates are still making their case. They're urging the legislature to pass public subsidies for the state's four remaining nuclear power plants. I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.